Hello and welcome. You are listening to Elemental Energies with Chris Ann, and I, of course, am Chris Ann. This is going to be the weekly predictions for the week of October 1st to October 8th, 2023. And this week we're using one deck. We're using the Messenger Oracle deck. This is a wonderful deck. I highly recommend it. Check it out. It is definitely in my top 10 of decks. So let's pull some cards. And the first card I'm pulling is the card of Have Courage. This week ahead, we're going to have courage going forward. Having courage also is about finding what it is that brings you joy and having the courage and the conviction in order to find your joy and accept the fact that you're willing to accept the joy that is due to you. The next card we're pulling is the Honor Gaia card. When the Honor Gaia card comes up, it's all about let's honor nature, let's honor Mother Nature, let's honor the nature around us. We can do that a multitude of ways. We can go and put our feet in the sand, the dirt, the soil. We can put our feet in the water. While we do that, we are releasing our troubles and being renewed with wonderful resurgence of energy. It is all about our heart. What makes our heart sing? About finding our joy as well. By honoring Gaia, we go to nature and recognize that that is what is going to rejuvenate us. The last card I'm pulling is Nurture All You Love, which is such a loaded question. What is it that you love? Well, we all love so many things. I hope, I know I certainly do. By nurturing all that you love, it is all about giving a voice to what it is that you love. You are honoring yourself by nurturing what is it that you love. What do you love? Do you love creating art? Do you love cooking? Do you love taking a walk? Do you love playing drums? Do it! Do those things that you love. This is the week to do those things that you love. But give a voice to it. And don't be afraid to speak clearly about what it is that you love. Wonderful cards for this week. But we are going to have to recognize that we are due some of these things, and we have to have courage in order to do those going forward. Now, interestingly enough, the stones that came to me before I started the podcast, the stones are divinely guided to me. I get a message of what stones we need to talk about and carry for the week ahead. So, for this week, we have six stones. Here's what the first one is. The first stone is Fulgurite. Quote unquote stone. Fulgurite is created when lightning strikes the dirt, the sand, the soil. The intense heat and energy of the lightning strike creates something within the dirt and the sand, creates fulgurite. When the energy and the heat of the lightning connects with the energy and the molecules within the sand, and the new chemical composition that is created is the fulgurite. If you haven't seen the movie Sweet Home Alabama, check it out, because there's some lightning strikes that create these beautiful glass structures within that movie. It's kind of cool. So it's comparable, similar. So let's get back to fulgurite. Fulgurite sparks joy within us. It helps us connect to our inner child and renew that vitality and that youth. It also brings an increase of power and energy to help us with our manifesting. It brings forth this connection with the divine mind and allows the energy to flow in all directions within us. It helps with enlightenment and spiritual evolution as well. So because of those things, we want to carry fulgurite on the left-hand side of our body. The left-hand side brings the energy in, the right-hand side lets the energy out. The next stone that we're going to is seraphinite. Seraphinite is a wonderful stone because it connects us with the angelic realm. It helps the kundalini to activate throughout each of the chakras within the body. It's a wonderful stone for cellular regeneration, and it brings harmony and joyful energy to the emotional body. Seraphinite is working with the heart-based chakra. So because of all of those things, we want to carry seraphinite on the left-hand side of the body. Now, if you want to carry it on the right-hand side of the body, seraphinite is also used to release old patterns and imbalances. So then you would carry it on the right-hand side of the body. The next stone, that quote-unquote stone, that we're going to is tektite. Tektite, tell me if you're seeing the pattern here, is formed when a meteorite strikes the earth. When the intensity and energy of the meteorite coming from space, the cosmos, comes into earth and makes connection with earth, the intense heat connecting with the soil, the sand, everything around it, creates tektite. You see the pattern here. Tektite is a very overlooked quote-unquote stone, but I highly recommend it. It's a wonderful stone. It's a higher vibration stone that isn't too high vibrational, but it's a great one if you want to use it to meditate and travel through the cosmos in your meditations. Maybe you want to dabble in some ET communications, extraterrestrial communications. Try tektite. You're going to carry it on your left-hand side. You can use this when you're meditating. This is a great way to just go when you're meditating. Tektite on the left-hand side. Tektite also is going to boost your psychic abilities. And it's great for lucid dreaming, astral travel, any out-of-body experiences that you're trying to work with. It helps your physical body to integrate the higher frequencies of the light energy. So check out tektite. The next one is carnelian. Carnelian helps us to build confidence and courage and passion within us. We pulled the courage card earlier. This is an action stone that helps us to move through procrastination and helps us take the steps that we need to overcome it. It helps us to manifest our highest and best goals. What are our dreams? It's going to help us. When we're talking about nurturing all you love, carnelian can help us to do that. It is also the stone to boost creativity and sexuality. It promotes self-control, helps us to have that happiness within our relationship, and it also brings in good fortune. Carnelian is a very sort of orangey, reddy, even little yellows and whites sometimes are in it, but it's those sort of passion kind of colors. Carnelian also symbolizes strength. It also can represent the beauty of our planet. So carnelian is a great one to carry on the left-hand side. The next one is mahogany obsidian. Now, mahogany obsidian is yet another one that is formed within the sand or the soil from some heat and things that heat the sand soil to create mahogany obsidian. You're seeing the pattern, I hope. It's a great stone. This is a red obsidian, by the way. It's excellent for grounding and centering. It's also great for healing and moving through abuse or things that keep dwelling in our mind. It is a warrior stone, so it provides us with the strength of mind to move forward through trauma and abuse. And it helps us to remove some of those things from the mind to quiet the mind and keep the mind calm. So for any of these things that you want to bring in grounding and bring in centering, you're going to carry it on the left-hand side. But if you want to remove those patterns that play over and over in your head, you're going to carry it on the right-hand side. So people say to me, how does the stone know what to do? Well, you're telling the stone what to do. By putting it on whatever side, you are saying, I want to release those thoughts that keep playing over in my mind. Thus, the right-hand side. Or, I want to bring in calm and peace to my mind. Okay, then the left-hand side. You're telling the stone what you want it to do. You're manifesting with the stone. The last one that we're going to talk about is cinnabar. Cinnabar is a little bit harder to find. It's the stone of alchemy and magic. It can help you to learn to manifest the energy into a physical form. It helps you within a relationship to honor all aspects of your physical relationship through the divine connection between the two of you. It's a great one to empower your body and spirit and to experience that divine through the physical form. It is perfect for boosting that kundalini energy. So it stimulates the emotional body, but it can help get rid of resentment that might be lurking there as well. It also can purify the blood and stimulate the immune system. I am not a doctor. Please seek advice from a medical practitioner. Crystals cannot replace medical treatment, medicines, etc. I discuss the crystals because I utilize the crystals within my life, and these are some of the things that have helped me. So, cinnabar is typically one that you can carry on the left-hand side. Maybe you want to place this under the bed with you and your partner on the left-hand side or on the left-hand side of the bed. Lay on your back, stick out your left arm. That's the left-hand side of the bed. That's how you tell. If there's any of these things that you want to release that we talked about, then you would want to carry it on the right-hand side of the body. But this can be a powerful one. A little bit harder to get your hands on real cinnabar. I know there's a lot of fake cinnabar, like vases that are called cinnabar vases and things like that. Just be mindful of things like that. You're looking for the actual stone that's cinnabar. So check that out. Well, so we got a lot of really interesting things this week moving forward. We have the courage to speak what it is that we want, need, and desire for this week. And it's going to be a really interesting, powerful week. But it's all about finding ourselves, finding our joy, finding our happiness, finding our courage to have those things. Hey, that's cool and that's wonderful. As always, feel free to check out a lot of the classes and things that I offer on my website, elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com, just like the name. I have a lot of readings going on. My readings have been on special for a little bit now, and I'm going to leave them on special for a while, actually. I'm comfortable with where they're at. So if you're interested in getting a psychic reading, I am doing psychic readings over the phone, through FaceTime, through all digital means. It's all digital connections. So whatever digital connection is out there, we can utilize it. I have multiple ways of digitally connecting nowadays. So all my readings can be done from anywhere in the world through digital means. So check it out. And what you do is you go to the website, you purchase a reading, then I get in touch with you afterwards, and we book it. I typically can get you in within a few weeks, sometimes much sooner than that, depending on what time you're looking for. I'm rarely backed up more than a month, to be honest. Because I like to get people in sooner than later. And a lot of times people have things that are a little bit more imperative. I can't get you in that day, I can tell you that. And I try and get you in that week, but I'm very upfront when I can. Check it out, my Facebook page. You can always message me through the Facebook page first. Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. There's a great way to get in touch with me there on the Facebook page, and we can always discuss times and all that kind of stuff on the Facebook page if you're more comfortable discussing it first. I have no problem with that whatsoever. And of course, my phone number is linked on the website. You're always welcome to call. If I don't answer, leave me a message and I'll get back to you. Or you can text me through that number as well. Check it out, elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a fantastic week. Take care and be free.